This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we continue our study of 1 Thessalonians, the next section begins with verses 17 through 20 of chapter 2, on through chapter 3. When I first reflected on this section, I thought it addressed the question of whether I'm connected in the church and in an accountability relationship. Paul talks about his relationship with the believers there and his sense that they needed him. As he shares his heart, it's clear he felt a need, although different from theirs, to have them in his life. The more I reflected on this portion, I sensed Paul was experiencing discouragement. Being connected in accountable relationships and being discouraged are related issues. Discouragement is something we all face. If you're not connected with others, you'll find yourself more vulnerable to discouragement than if you were connected and had a sense of belonging. Being accountable to someone else or a group helps you take necessary steps to break out of discouragement and be freed from it. Read over this section again with these questions in mind. Are you allowing discouragement to get the best of you? Are you aware of what might be contributing to it? Do you have relationships that provide support and accountability when experiencing discouragement? Are you taking steps to lead you out of discouragement and into freedom and fulfillment? Do a reality check. If the Apostle Paul needed a strategy for his own walk with the Lord, then surely we need to as well. I trust this study will help us in that pursuit.